Thursday, December 29th, alongside RJ Choppy and Kayla Canarum. I'm Chris Mack. The nightcap that day, Thursday night, a 9 Eastern, 8 Central start at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Valero Alamo Bowl, number 12, Washington, 10-2, heads into the Alamo Dome against 8-4, number 20, Texas, getting points. Oh, my God. You're kidding. Michael Penix Jr. against Quinn Ewers. Yes, please. I'll take this quarterback matchup all day. Longhorns had their usual up and down campaign. We know they gave Bama the scare earlier in the year, culminated in a 2-game winning streak at the end of the year. But Bijan Robinson opting out, getting ready for the draft. Huskies, meanwhile, turned around from a nasty 4-8 team last year to a Pac-12 contender, due in no small part to new head coach Kalen DeBoer. And, of course, the addition of Penix Jr., who was second in the country in passing yards, over 4,300 yards. This one for me does not compute. I know, again, de facto home game for the Longhorns right down the road from their campus in San Antonio, but that doesn't do it for me here, RJ. Washington coming in hot, I think. Penix having a great year. Getting points, absolutely. Give me the Huskies here. What about you?
I think nobody puts the hate on the whiny orange more than me. Nobody does. That said, this is exactly the game that Texas wins by 10 points. Oh, this is exactly the kind of game, because they always do. They always these bowl games, and then they get up there and they proclaim, "We're back," and then they go and they go like, 8-4 the following year. Like they do every year. This is exactly the kind of game that these tea sippers down there go and win. That's exactly what it is. So I'll take Texas. I know that I love Quinn Ewers. Let me rephrase that. I love his hair. Okay, I love his hair. I'm taking Texas. They're loaded with talent. They've got a talent advantage at just about every position in this game. But you're right. Come next year. Come first game of the year, you know they're going to disappoint you. Nobody disappoints their fans more than the Texas Longhorn fan team does. But I'll take them in this game because they win when it doesn't count.
Quint Ewers is going to have to do all he can in this game to keep Arch Manning at arm's length, you would think, going into next year. Kayla, the total on this one, 67.5. I like the over because, again, I really like Washington in this game. RJ makes a point, though, about Texas, and perhaps this is a spot for them. Again, right down the road from campus for them. They'll definitely have the home field advantage. Where are you on the Alamo Bowl and number 12 Washington and number 20 Texas?
First of all, did RJ call Texas fans tea sippers, and is that an insult? Yeah. What is a tea sipper?
Yeah, that's what they call them. The Duke fans call Carolina fans the wine and cheese crowd. Right, it's they used to call, and then A&M fans call Texas fans tea sippers. Like they just sip tea. They're uppity. Yeah. It's an uppity fan base.
I think Kayla's offended because she has a cold right now and she's probably been sipping a lot of tea.
I love tea. So now
she's
what's wrong with sipping tea?
And now she's coming.
Sometimes
at
we
you.
Need it for our health. No, okay. Well, all I have to say is get your popcorn ready for this one. I think we're all in for a treat. Both teams are coming in with a ton of offensive talent. I'm bummed that, yes, Bijan Robinson, among a few other players for the Longhorns, won't be playing, but we should still get a good game nonetheless. I am a little surprised Texas is favored. After all, Washington is coming in ranked higher and should be playing at full strength. I'm kind of all over the map in this one, guys. All the betting stats favor each team. Also, like we said, this will essentially be a home game for Texas. They are the more complete team, as the Huskies don't have a super strong defense. I could make an argument for both, which is when I should probably stay away from the spread, but I'm leaning the Longhorns straight up and to probably cover. So give me Texas, hook them. Sorry.
I can't believe I'm the only one taking Michael Penix Jr. against the Texas tea sippers, but here I am. I think the Huskies pull it off. But we'll see. We'll sip some tea afterwards and talk about it maybe. All right. Friday.